Mr. Howard Lipinski was an intelligent man. He was well-educated, articulate, and precise. Unfortunately, he was about two aces short of a full deck.
"So, what's your opinion?"
he asked, peering at me through thick-lensed spectacles. He was a little man with a twitch, a mustache, and a strangely unquenchable need to discuss, in minute, droning detail, every decision that crossed his path. I looked him full in the face. Dr. Candon, my psych professor, had once said he couldn't possibly overemphasize the importance of looking patients full in the face. It filled them with, and I quote here, "the soothing reassurance that they have your undivided attention, not unlike that of a mother suckling her newborn." Perhaps I should consider the possibility that Dr. Candon had a few issues of his own, I thought.
"Ms. McMullen."
"I'm sorry, Mr. Lipinski," I said, using my much-practiced nurturing tone. It was as far as I was willing to go on the suckling mother scenario. "I'm not certain I fully comprehend your question." The truth was, I'd become a smidgen distracted, but it was closing in on 7 o'clock, and I hadn't eaten since noon, when I'd had a carton of cherry yogurt and a somewhat dehydrated orange. And if we're going to be perfectly honest, I wouldn't call that eating. It was merely something I did to prevent my mouth from committing suicide before dinner time. On the other hand, the roll of flab that had engulfed my midriff since I'd kicked the nicotine habit, again, had become a rather ponderous problem and now threatened to droop over my waistband like rising bread dough. White, not wheat. In some ways, my life had been simpler as a cocktail waitress. True, delivering drinks to the town of Schaumburg's intoxicated populace had been hell on my bunions, and the propositions sent my way were often punctuated by belching of competition caliber. But at least in Chicago, I'd had propositions. L.A. men were of a different breed, which was what I'd been hoping for, of course, but still.
"The sandwiches,"
Mr. Lipinski repeated. There were, I noticed, several droplets of sweat on his forehead.
"Should I take pastrami or ham to work?"